So when we need to eat food, I fear the fast food experience. I know engagement's pretty low at these places, and I know
Yeah.
we're probably going to wait a long time. I don't want to have to be a prisoner to somebody else's horrible service.
You're listening to the Credit Union Leadership Podcast, a podcast that delivers value and offers up insight that'll help your credit union grow. ServiceStar has been consulting with credit unions for over 20 years, growing them in the areas of cultural development, leadership development, and management training. To learn more about what ServiceStar can do for you or your credit union, check them out at servicestarconsulting.com.
Welcome to the Credit Union Leadership Podcast, where our doors are locked, our windows are hinged. We are not going out of the house. No, it's not the new pandemic. It's the service industry pandemic. That's right. I'd rather make a bowl of mac and cheese than go and have a top class steak dinner. You know why? Because I don't want to be a prisoner to somebody else's poor service. And today we're going to talk about the spill through to our credit unions as we start to hire people from the service industry that lacks in service. Scott Anderle is joining me today on the Credit Union Leadership Podcast. His background is in this exact topic. And many of you may have worked or eaten recently in the fast food area. And this is probably a new phenomenon, probably post-pandemic for me. Like, I used to be excited about, you know, going to Mako Bell. Love the Mako Shark there and Mako Shark Bites. I mean, it was exciting. If I'm going to go out to eat, that was an exciting thing for me. Mm-hmm. And I believe it is a shared experience. I'd love to get your thoughts on this, but I think it's a shared experience that when I think of what are we going to do for dinner tonight, my heart rate goes up a little bit. Because I know on the table is not going to be at my dinner table, but somebody else's. And that might mean that I'm going to be there for longer than I want to be, and that my kids are going to get restless. You know, I got 4 kids, you know, I'm married. And so, you know, if I'm by myself solo and I'm traveling for work, it's okay if you know, someone holds me hostage for 2 hours because they have horrible service. But when you got 4 kids pulling on your leg, dad, when's the bill going to come? Dad, when's my food going to come out? Dad, right? It can take what was supposed to be a fun experience into a nightmare. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather save $200 than spend it on a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And these days, I feel like service is kind of like a coin flip going out to fast food and going out to restaurants. So I want your take on this, because I think it's really important that we look at this, because who do we hire? Well, mm-hmm. when they're done working at, you know, Mako Bell, they come and they work for our credit union. When they're done working at the fancy steak restaurant, that next job up is a job in the banking industry. They might be hired at one of our credit unions. It's our job as leaders in the Credit Union Leadership Podcast to turn the tide so that we're not the credit union people fear going to. We don't create increased heart rate just by thinking, oh no, I got to deposit a check on my lunch break. Is this going to be a situation where I feel like I'm a victim versus someone who got taken care of? So Scott Anderle, what are your thoughts on this whole new pandemic of the service industry?
Yeah, I liked a lot of things you said, and I think it resonates with both the food service industry, and I think it also, we see it in the credit union world. I'm hearing a lot of being a victim of service. Also, I can totally relate with you on the fact that I may be more forgiving if it's myself. I understand mistakes happen. We're all human. They're going through so many transactions in an hour that one of them is bound to be a mistake. Think about it, like Peyton Manning in football, who had the most touchdowns. He also had the most interceptions in a single season. And that's going to happen when we do customer service. And the ratio is extremely high of how many people are we serving in great service to bad service. So I'm more forgiving when it's myself, but kids have no mercy. They're ready to get out. They're yelling and they're like stressing you out. They're stressing everyone else out there. And I think about that in the credit union world. How many people are coming in with kids? Probably not as much as restaurants, but the products and services we offer protect their kids, give their kids and family opportunity to do things. If we make a mistake on a loan for somebody, that affects their whole family, right? Mm-hmm. So this whole idea of I'm pretty forgiving when it's just myself versus I've got a team behind me, maybe family or kids or friends, people are relying on in our products and services. And I like what you said about victim of someone's poor service. You don't want to be a victim of someone's poor service. And before I go into that, I think what I should say for all our listeners, I love the credit union movement. I'm all about it. I do have a background in the food service industry and hospitality, just so you have an idea of what all I've done. I worked at a fancy steakhouse where we were known for making handcraft cocktails, like in the 1800s style. So like they were like not your tiki bar stuff. It was like an actual craft, it was really cool. They would make their own juices, but a lot of it was, hey, let me bring the liqueurs, liquor, and make a flavor out of this stuff that you can appreciate, which I'm not much of a drinker. And that was a whole new world for me. And we're going to talk about that when we talk about competency. Also, what else I did was then I went to another restaurant downtown, big food joint here in Nashville. Like we're known for our restaurants. And I worked there. I trained servers. I trained the staff there. And then I moved up to, I guess you would call it the corporate world, where I worked in HR. And I was part of training. I helped with payroll. I did stuff. I saw the back end, the support for our frontline employees. And then from there, it was on my heart to go. Well, it was actually during the pandemic, a lot of stuff happened. So I went to Chick-fil-A and I saw how Chick-fil-A were the masters of drive-through and social distancing. They were prepared for a moment like COVID. And we were super busy and people felt confident with us. But also, and I'm sure a lot of you, maybe you've worked at a restaurant before COVID or you were working at the credit union during COVID, people were on edge. That whole idea you were talking about of maybe you were more forgiving, but now all this stress is building up. Like that stress was already built up to level 90 before they even came to our restaurant. So learning how to not have our guests be the victims of my poor service. So I just wanted to share my background. I wanted to share how I see this correlate. And I know a lot of our listeners have come from the restaurant industry because we're in the heart of service. And with the heart of service, what I'll say is this is the next step up for you, right? Like a lot of us, we work in the restaurant industry. It's kind of the rock star life. It's late nights working. You're working. Maybe some of you worked in the bar. It's a little more lax. Well, now we're in this situation where we need to be more professional. Yeah, we're still connecting with people. We want people to feel safe. We want people to have a good experience with our products and services. But there are some hurdles, challenges we face from making that transition. But there's also a lot of stuff from our previous career that we can bring into the credit union industry that I think we need. In the credit union industry, we're known for being people helping people. And a lot of us who have come from a local mom and pop restaurant, we have that feeling. We have that, hey, we're in this together. Hey, we want to give you a good time here. Hey, I'm going to treat you like a human being. I'm going to tell it to you straight. And I think some of those characteristics, those attributes are things the credit union industry needs because that's what sets us apart from banks. We're not human ATMs. We're actual human beings that have dreams and that want to hear about your dreams and help you get there.
I hear your passion and I hear the translation from a teller line or a drive-through teller station, even a contact center, and you know, me going and you know, ordering some food or going and having a sit-down dining experience. And I think the difference is, people usually are generally excited when they walk into a restaurant, right? Typically, mm-hmm. There's hunger, right? Whereas there's friction many times when they're coming into the credit union or calling into the credit union. So we almost have it even more so as an emphasis of need to be good at service, because many times, even if it's for a pre-approval for a car, the fact that you need a new car isn't always the most exciting thing in the world, at least for the average consumer. Pre-approval for a house for a first-time homebuyer is exciting. But once you've been a first time homebuyer, that second house, it's just a process I have to go through. And so as we look at some of these things that are more mediocre in nature, it's not, we get to go to the credit union. It's, I have to go to the credit union. What are some of those things that are transferables, things that worked in your line of business in the restaurant world and will equivalently work in the credit union space to level up that level of care and passion?
Yeah. So what I hear you say, I just want to make sure, it sounds like a really good question, is you're saying the level of our members coming in, they may be more frustrated or not as excited, where when they go into a restaurant, there's usually this really cool experience. So they're already at this height of excitement. It's not a, I got to go eat at Chick-fil-A. I got to go to the cool local restaurant. You know, it's like they're already built in with some excitement. And from what we're doing, we can either bring that down very quickly or we can bring it up. So that's how I'm going to answer the question. And I think a lot of our listeners that have worked in hospitality or the restaurant industry can say there's a lot of guests that come in angry or agitated, or how some of our members come into the credit union. Think about it. When do people come into a restaurant? When they're hungry. And when they're hungry, they're hangry, right? So they could easily be agitated. They could think they said, I wanted the number two with fries. And they actually said, I want the number two with a salad. And then they get upset and they said, I didn't order a salad. Oh, you told me a salad. Some things I really want to talk about today is this idea of how are you competent in the restaurant industry? And we're going to bring some of these tips for competency to the credit union. Because I think there's some people in the credit union industry that really understand the importance of competency. And then there's some people that come here and it's so easy. You go through it. We talked about how to combat fatigue in a few episodes back, but sometimes it just feels like a job. And we've got to remember that this is not just someone's steak. You know, it's not like, oh, if this steak is bad, guess what? There's tomorrow. I can get another steak. If someone's getting a home loan now, you better get it right, because this could be their only home loan, or they might get a home loan later, but it's way down the line. And this will set them up to win with money or really suck with money. And based on that, and based on our competence of these products, we're the financial professional in these people's lives. Some of these people, yes, they know what they're doing with money. They've got some great people around them that's guiding them to make good financial decisions, but there's a lot of them that don't. And when you say, hey, this is the process or this is the product you need, whether you know it or not, they're going to take your word as financial gospel.
Brain break. Let's take some time and listen to some words from our sponsor.
Feeling inspired? Want to learn how to coach your department to be a high-performing team? Vertex Live Nationwide is an 11-session live online group that meets bi-weekly. In this course, Scott and I are going to talk about delegation, how to resolve conflict, effective decision-making practices, and of course, how to coach your team for performance. Go ahead, move the movement and sign up for Vertex Live Nationwide. Click the link in the show notes, and we're excited to see you there.
If you're interested and want more info, click the link in the show notes. Right now, we're going back to the show.
I think two things I'm specifically thinking of when it comes to know our financial products and being competent, what that looked like in the restaurant industry, if you had worked there, and how it applies here. Well, first, let's talk about a few more of the challenges. I talked about, hey, some of our members, whether at their credit union or restaurant, they are already either hangry or they're stressed out financially. I also remember a lot of people coming through drive-through, and when they come through the window at Chick-fil-A, they'd be upset and they'd be like, I got charged twice. And I was like, what do you mean? And we'd look at it and they'd show me their bank account and it would show. And it was just something with their bank account or credit union account where it showed it pending, but then once it went through, it all worked out. And that's usually what we told them. We're like, hey, if it doesn't, please come back. We're going to fix this for you. But right now, that's what I'm telling you. But a lot of them didn't understand what the word pending meant. So now I have to be someone's financial coach at drive-thru when I've got to get them in and out in 3 minutes. That's kind of a tough thing to do, right? And also what I learned during that time is there's a lot of people going through a lot of financial hardship, and they were going to Chick-fil-A, and they had an extremely low balance or negative balance. So these people were stressed out. I'm assuming they were getting a meal because they couldn't cook or buy the supplies they needed. So I had to be very conscious of people's financial situations and respectful. And I had to help people feel safe and secure with their money just working at a restaurant with these purchases they were making. So these are some of the challenges we face, is people are worried about money more than ever now. And people are coming in agitated or a little upset. So what do we do? We got to be competent. What does competency look like? Well, I know Some of you, if you work at a branch and you're working drive through and your manager says, hey, make sure to cross sell when you find these opportunities, these needs our people need. And you're like, I don't have time. I'm trying to talk to him through this weird mic. I can't really see him. Now I got to go way back here, grab that brochure or form. And then I need to check over here with somebody. I went through that same thing in restaurant. I'm talking to the member. I'm trying to do the payment. Oh, they asked for sauce. I got to like walk way back over there. Oh, they actually got a milkshake, but we made them the wrong one. Now I got to go make them a milkshake. And oh man, let me tell you, milkshakes are great, but they take so long to make. So if I'm trying to move fast and someone asks for a milkshake, there's part of my heart that goes, oh no. And then part of my heart is, oh yes, because I love milkshakes. So I get the idea of there's so much going on, but we've got to be competent. All right. It's not just about going fast. It's not just about getting the job done. It's about being competent. And what's our mission at the Credit Union World? It's to improve the financial well-being of our members. At Chick-fil-A, it was to be the most caring company in the world. So everything we did had to reflect, are we being the most caring company with what we do? That's why we created the app and the VIP app to help people get in and out fast. Our mindset was we wanted to be the pit stop for people. They come in, they fill up on food, and they get going. But also, it's the little things. When they come in, some people want that experience. I know some people aren't using your app at your credit union, they're coming in once a week or once a month to make their payments. And you tell them about the app. And they say, no, thank you. It's because they enjoy talking to you. They enjoy that interaction. So competence might not look like suggesting the online mobile banking app that you have. It might be something else. And we've got to think about that. So with competence, the story I wanted to share was when I worked at this fancy local steakhouse where they made all their cocktails in-house. I don't drink. I don't know anything about alcohol. Yet I transferred here. And actually the guy who was the bar manager at that restaurant, he worked with me at another restaurant and suggested I work here because I was all about the history and the experience and helping the members. And I went there and it was daunting. And I'm sure a lot of you that have started in the credit union industry from the restaurant industry may feel like, this is daunting. Money, CDs, APR, and APY. All this stuff. How long's the typical car loan? This stuff can seem worrying or like a lot of information. And that's how I felt going into this restaurant. And I remember I started off with another new hire, and this was the story. We sat down with our bartender. We had bartending class where he told us the history of how this, you know, mezcal was made and the history of the 1800s and what were the popular cocktails and the popular liquor of the time and the evolution of that to the 80s when tiki bar was the thing and margaritas became the big drink. So we learned about this and we sipped every ingredient separately and then we sipped it all together and we made notes and we talked about this. And then I would sit down in the kitchen where everything was locally sourced from places in the greater Nashville area. And I would learn all this stuff about food. I learned this term umami, which I'm sure some of our listeners who have worked at a restaurant know. It means like the perfect blend of ingredients. And that's what our chefs tried to do of having something sweet yet savory with a little saltiness, all that stuff coming together. It was overwhelming. But what did I do? I took notes. I went home and then I Googled these ingredients that I tried and I found stuff and I became competent because these people coming into my restaurant, yes, yeah, some of them, I had someone from France who was a sommelier, knew all about wine. And actually, I learned some stuff from them. Some of these people are professionals in cocktails and food, but some of them just want to have a great experience and have good food. And they don't know. Maybe they have allergies. Maybe they're celiac and they don't know what's all in our food. It was my responsibility to be competent and study, know every ingredient. What was the purpose of the ingredient in this cocktail? And this goes with in the credit union, we need to know all our products and we know the features. All right. All these ingredients are the features. But when I'm talking to my member, when I'm talking to the guest at the restaurant, what I hate is when you're like, hey, tell me about this Anthem Spirit cocktail you have. And then someone just starts shouting out, oh yeah, it's got orange bitters. It's got, it's kind of like a Boulevardier. It's got this alcohol in it. It's got some brandy and it's got some bourbon in it as well. You're just listening out the ingredients. All right. Maybe the sommelier or the professional cocktail person knows what you're talking about, but I don't. So what I did is I took these features, ingredients, and my job was I wanted to make our guests feel confident in what they are ordering, that they knew this is something I'm going to like, or that it's something new that I want to try. And I wanted them to feel safe and confident with me. So what I started doing was painting a picture with the ingredients. So the Anthem Spirit, I would always jokingly say this is the drink that got me started drinking. And I say it's like the gateway drink. So if you drink something like a margarita, but you want to try something that's more of like an actual cocktail, I don't mean that in an offensive way, but you want to learn how cocktails were originally created and stuff. But the idea of an old fashioned sounds a little rough for you. This is the perfect gateway for that. It may transition you to start liking old fashioned, start liking Manhattans. But it might also be, I'm glad I tried that, but I'm not really into it, but I was able to finish this drink. So I would paint pictures with my words. We had this awesome BLT and I was like, man, if you eat this, this is like an explosion of flavor because you're tasting the sweet and the savory, the bacon jam. Like you would do this and people would be like, I want that. So being competent doesn't just mean knowing, oh yeah, we've got a CD, we've got the long savings account, we've got these three types of credit cards. It means learning about them, taking notes, researching on your own time at home, what all this means, and not just spitting out the ingredients, the features. Our members don't care. What our members care about is what experience does this give me? And I think right now what's great with credit unions is credit cards are becoming, we're becoming a lot more competitive. Like, yes, our interest rates have always been low, and that's a cool thing. But a lot of people don't care about that because financial discipline, yes, that's a good thing to have. But a lot of people are more of, oh, great, yeah, it's cheap. Maybe some people care about saving money. We did know that's one of the five top key benefits we talk about in sales class. But people want something to be fun and cool, right? So when it comes to your credit card versus the Southwest credit card or the JCPenney credit card, which one do you think they're going to get? Now what y'all have done, which is really cool, is we've got credit cards that have awesome rewards. So not only do we have extremely low interest rates, which is going to be better for their financial health to win with money, fight for dreams. Now we've even made it more convenient because you're not sacrificing your Southwest points or going on cruises or doing fun vacation things because you get gift cards when you use these your credit card points. You can use that to buy these gift cards. So competency is so big. So I hope you hear me saying that the challenge that we both face, it's similar. There's people coming in that are a little hangry, right? Also the stress, like you talked about the call center. I'm sure a lot of you are having PTSD working from restaurants. If you come from that background, there are moments where you're working, you're running everywhere, you're helping people, and you just want to fall to your knees and cry because it's so stressful. I've been there. There's been many days where I thought about quitting, but then I remind myself, why am I here? Because I want to build an experience for people, right? So we talked about those challenges. And then we talked about, we combat this with competency. We want people coming in and leaving feeling confident that they did business with us. And that doesn't mean, oh yeah, you want to open a new name it, save it account? Yeah, let's do that. No, it's talking to them, seeing what are they trying to do? Then you know all the ingredients and the features and you can say, hey, this sounds great, but you're painting a picture with your words of where do you want to go? And this actually is going to help you get there and figuring out words that are authentic to who you are as an individual, but also you know your members better than we do. Everyone's a little different. So learning how to communicate to them. I know I talked forever on that, Albrecht, but that's something I'm really passionate about is competency. I think that's something we could do way, way better. And some of us are already doing it well, but there's the ceiling's always growing on that.
Yeah. So don't think that you're serving steak. You're serving more at stake. So don't make the mistake of not adding salt to your features. Bring that salt of the story to paint a picture for your members the next time that you interact with them. And maybe, just maybe, you'll have a chance at having them walk out happier than they were when they walked in. Thanks for joining us here on the Credit Union Leadership Podcast. Stay tuned for the next episode. We just celebrated 100 episodes here at the Credit Union Leadership Podcast. So if you're not subscribed, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, share it with a friend, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Are you a credit union leader that's going through so much drama, unnecessary conflict, and you're even missing deadlines? Well, don't worry. Service Star Consulting, we've got a solution for you. You should join us for our new Leaders Worth Following program, where we teach leadership principles from Giant Worldwide. Giant Worldwide is a firm that's worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Delta Airlines and Chick-fil-A. This stuff works. It makes sense. You would want this at your credit union. In this class, we're going to teach you how to recognize and use your leadership voice. These skills are going to help you improve trust, clarify your mission and vision to your team, and overcome the roadblocks that we all experience when it comes to performance and productivity. This leadership voice of yours is also going to ensure that everyone on your team is heard, that your team feels respected and understood. What are you waiting for? Do not let another day go by with this unnecessary drama, conflict, and missing deadlines. Come discover how to use your leadership voice. Click the link, learn more about Leaders Worth Following, and sign up today for our course, Leaders Worth Following.